Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And we're going to have a good show. And I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged by the man I'm going to have on with me today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We come to you with thanksgiving for all that you have done for us, for your love and your grace and your mercy and your saving power. We praise you. And as always, Father, we have so many things to ask. We ask for your protection, to hold back the evil one, and guide us. Guide us, Father, with your wisdom and your strength. Place on us the armor that you would have us wear. I ask for your protection around our president, and all those in leadership, Father, that you would guide them, put before them godly counsel, good men and women. Father, give us a respect for one another. I feel that is missing today, that we just don't respect one another. It doesn't matter who we are. We just are such a selfish people. So thank you. Thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon each and every one of us. May we be aware of them. Oh, we take it for granted what you do for us. Here am I, send me, Father. Use CSC Talk Radio to glorify your name and to lead a people back home. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen. As always, I've been watching a lot of news. The topics and the crises are numerous. Oh, I've watched the riots, mostly peaceful pyromaniacs, and I've watched the left defend them and the right condemn them. I've watched the crazy pandemic conversations, to mask or not to mask. This is the question, whether it is nobler to wear a mask or pay a fine if you don't. Social media is now the doctor police and will dictate what medications you can read about, because you're not capable of making these decisions on your own. And what about school days? If those good old golden rule days, will they return to reading and writing and arithmetic? In this area, school will open, but there will be rules. Certain things are going to change. All students will wear a mask all day. Seriously, have they ever raised children? But to get to my point, to the purpose of my guest today, I've listened to many talk shows and their interviews, numerous men and women of color speaking out and standing up for America, while others want restitution or reparations for wrongs done to their ancestors long ago. These men and women have valor, and they tell a different story, a story of freedom and opportunity and of hope. As I was listening again to many of these men and women, I saw Bob Woodson once again on Mark Levin. He and Colonel West were both there. And I had this sudden revolution or revelation in my head. It will be these free men of color who will save America. Out of bondage came Joseph. You know, the favored son with the coat of many colors. His life was full of injustices. He was sold into slavery by his brothers, spent years in prison after one of those women who must always be believed lied about him. Yet still he rose up, became favored by the king, and made second in command. He could have been angry and filled with hate. I would have been, probably, but he wasn't. He was a man thankful, and he had a mission of dire importance. The nation was facing an impending crisis. Joseph arose to the occasion, and in doing so, he saved his brothers, those same ones who sold him into slavery, and he saved a nation. Who will save our nation today? Who will be our Joseph? I think we must all stand strong and face reality. Facts and truth do matter. Facts matter. We learn about the past. Hopefully, each one of us learn from our own mistakes in life. When the past no longer illuminates the future, the spirit walks in darkness. That's Alexis de Tocqueville. This history of this nation is full of many stories and families, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But one single event or sin cannot identify us always, especially when the sin is no longer a part of us. All this brought me to this conclusion. Who will be America's Joseph? It'll be men, strong leaders like Bob Woodson and many others, who will show us the way back to a free America for all people. Bob has been our guest before. He's the founder of the Woodson Center and the 1776 Project. And we welcome back to CSE Talk Radio. Bob, welcome back. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm just fine. I really appreciated your summary of where we are right now. And as you know, Joseph is the foundation of my whole organization. My book is entitled The Triumphs of Joseph. And I use that as the foundation of what we do. And if it was not for the good, wise Pharaoh, we wouldn't know about Joseph.
That's right.
And the good Pharaoh was a man of power and influence. But he was also humble enough to dream bad dreams in good times.
Mm.
And powerful people have a difficult time seeing over the horizon beyond their wealth and their power and their comfort. But he was able to. But what he also did was he reached across racial, ethnic, and class lines to raise up a 31-year-old uneducated Hebrew shepherd who was an inmate.
Mm.
He put all of those differences aside because the Spirit of God shone through Joseph. But Joseph also had integrity. When he was asked to bow down before Pharaoh, he refused. So Pharaoh knew he had integrity. When we're willing to die for our faith, that's evidence of integrity. And so he knew he could trust him. And so there's so many lessons that one takes from that. I think, frankly, there are two types of Josephs. One like Joseph who was blameless, but there are others who are Josephs in these communities that were fallen. They were drug addicts. They were prostitutes until God claimed them and they became redeemed. And they also then are serving as witnesses that redemption is possible, regardless of what your circumstances, how you start life, that redemption is available to you. And nothing changes and transforms and guides a person to the light than a witness. And so these two types of Josephs are at work in these crime-infested, drug-infested neighborhoods. And so what we do at the Woodson Center is go in, and they are the healing agents. They are the antibodies. And once they are empowered, they have the capacity to come together and form an immune system and heal a person, heal a community from within. And the challenge that we have is, as you said, that what's going to save this nation is we mobilize the Josephs of this country, and so that's what 1776 is doing. We are mobilizing the Josephs around the country, bringing them together with the good pharaohs that have the resources, the stewardship, and so the rebuilding comes from the powerful and the powerless.
We're headed into a break, Bob. I want to talk about that when we come back. And, you know, it's not just the inner cities. It's not just our communities of color. All Americans are broken. I mean, our families are a mess, and we need to bring America home. We're heading into a break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Bob Woodson, and we will be right back. Melody Cederstrom, and CNC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, Bob, I'm not kidding. I really felt that, it's, you know, where they're, there's been so much talk about slavery and reparations and the injustices, yeah, and that 1619 project. And you know, as I was listening to you and Colonel West and several others, I was thinking, these are the men that are going to lead us out of the bondage that we're in today. And it's a different kind of bondage. But we've fallen, yeah, away from God. Our families are a mess everywhere, of all colors. We've just, we've become such a selfish people, and it's, you know, it's human nature, that's what we are. And, you know, it dawned on me as I was listening to you and Colonel West and several others, I can't remember their names, I apologize for that, that you're gonna be the ones that speak the truth and that we are going to listen to. Because your humility comes out, your integrity shows, and I know that you're speaking from your heart. And I'm not the only one who sees that. And this 1619 project, I haven't been able to just read the project itself. I was looking for it again today, but I have to subscribe. I don't want to pay the money to subscribe. And but listening to what you say and others say about it, and now they're going to start teaching it in the schools. And I wanted you to kind of
make a movie of it.
Oh, my gosh. So I want you to kind of elaborate and let my listeners know exactly what this thing is, exactly what it is that came out of the Times magazine.
In August of last year, Nicole Hannah-Jones, who's a black a reporter or journalist for the New York Times, she led a group of black journalists and others to write a series of essays called 1619. And what that is the year that African slaves arrived on these shores. And so she says, claims that 1619 should be the correct date of the birth of America, not 1776. And she goes on in these essays to talk about the birth defect of America, which is true of slavery. But then she talks about how, as a consequence, the Declaration of Independence is therefore invalid, and the country is forever flawed. All white people are victimizers and enjoy privilege, and all blacks are victims and enjoy reparations. That's the only thing. And so she says racism is in America's DNA, and that now has been turned into curriculum. And so teachers in all 50 states have the 1619 Project as the foundation of teaching in these disadvantaged communities. And what it is doing, it's the most poisonous document that I've ever encountered, because what it is teaching is dividing America along racial lines. It is patronizing and insulting to blacks to portray them as America's perpetual victims. And nothing is more lethal to tell a group of people that they have an exemption from any personal responsibility before external factors. It makes the false claim that the problems of out-of-wedlock birth and crime and violence are a legacy of slavery and Jim Crow. And this is patently untrue, because what we do is that since they're using blacks as the messenger, we have organized primarily black scholars and activists to come together as a counter voice, not to engage in debate, but to offer an inspirational and counter narrative that celebrates America and blacks. So what we do is to refute their claim that the problems that we're facing today are related to slavery. We go back and show how even in slavery, 75% of all black families had a man and a woman raising children. And marriage in our Christian faith enabled blacks to prosper in the midst of the challenges in the nation. And so we give proof how progress that we made, we built churches, we built medical schools, under conditions. And so America should be defined by its promise, not its birth defect of slavery. And so 1619 is trying to it's polarizing the nation. It is the foundation of all of these every statues being taken down. It's really pollution. It's really moral pollution. And we have stepped up. 1776, a group of scholars led by blacks, but we've had others who are joining us, and we are defending America, and again, by holding up witnesses, we have not just scholars, but grassroots leaders who's Josephs of this world, because these Josephs are a witness that the values and virtues of our founders have the consequence of making not only an improved nation, but an improved person, family. So we are fighting for this nation, but we're mobilizing the Josephs of this world, because one of the ways that we can undermine the left and the civil rights movement is morphed into a race grievance industry, and it's controlled by Marxists now. And so what we are offering is an alternative vision of America based upon the truth of what we have become and the resilience that we have experienced. So we're excited about this challenge, and we're taking it on.
Well, I am too. And I'm so encouraged every time I hear you speak and others speak out. And because, you know, I've been worried about our nation for a long time, and divide and conquer is is the way of the enemy. That's what they're doing to us. And when they weaken the family, the families of this nation and all colors, the white family.
That's what it targets.
Oh, yeah.
They
have
family.
To weaken
it. The nuclear family is Eurocentric and therefore racist.
And a baseball player.
Yes, self-determination and all those. But you make a very important point, and that is the problems that we face are not racial. It's moral and spiritual free fall that is consuming families in Silicon Valley, in suburban Connecticut. But as long as race is we have to contend with race, it will not permit us to move beyond to deal with that deeper divide that is in the land.
That's a good point.
We must desegregate poverty, and we must deracialize race, so that when you have children, teenagers in Silicon Valley, where the median income is $180,000, and the suicide rate among teens is 6 times the national average. And so so we've got to solve that problem. That means there is a hole in the heart of Americans, and that needs to be filled, and Christ can do it. But we can't, it won't permit us to spread the word as long as we have to, it's blocked at the racial door. So we must knock that door open.
Absolutely.
And that's what 1776 is doing. We're trying to get that door and open it so America can return to all of it that God intended us to be.
Well, I don't think there's anybody alive today in this nation that would defend the past of what we had done with slavery.
No.
I don't think there's anyone who would do that. And you had mentioned before when you're on the air with me that the two dangerous or worst things were the guilty white man and the rich, angry black man.
Yes, those are the worst people in America. But who wants to be defined? I ask crowds all the time when I'm speaking, how many of you want to be defined by the worst things you've ever done as a teenager or as a youngster? None of us do, because we are not what we've done in the past. America, that's a birth defect. But America is defined by its promise.
Yes.
Every war in this country, blacks have given their lives to defend this country. Now, were they misguided?
No.
Or were they fighting for the truth of what this country is?
And I'm writing a poem about that, about the taking of the knee and asking why. And it's something that it's just... they're so full of anger and hate, and it's like you said, because they've got a void in their heart, and we need to fill it. But we've got to cross that void and open that door for the 1776 Project. I hear the music again. We're heading into another break. Bob, I want to talk a little more about the 1776 Project and what you're doing there. I see you and others on the air quite a bit, and in different shows, and I want to do whatever I can here with CSC Talk Radio, because I'm in a different part of the world than what you're used to talking to here in rural America. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Bob Woodson at the Woodson Center and the 1776 Project, and we will be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. But, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. And after, I would say, about a month, I was able to walk, and I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again. It was just a case of me not having all the nourishments that a body is supposed to have in my body. I mean, it was really an incredible thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code RADIO5.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have an article that was posted by the Woodson Center back in February, Bob. It says, "When whites were at their worst, blacks were at their best. The 1619 Project has the New York Times. 1776 has the facts." You know, facts are something that, and truth are something that the left really doesn't want us to have. And that bothers me a great deal that they, you know, like yesterday was all about this, these doctors, they came out for hydroxychloroquine and the social media decided they didn't want anybody to see these, so they took them down. You know, things that are just, the American people have, we've got this wall in front of us. Like you said, we've got to open this door. We've got to knock this down. And, there's so many things that we're facing right now, but this division, trying to make us hate one another is a huge mountain for us to get over. And I think we can do it because I don't think that most of us hate one another anyway. I don't. And so I want to talk a little bit more about how we can do that and how you're doing that with the 1776 Project and how people like me out here in rural America, how can we help? How can we be a part of this?
Well, a lot of the lessons that we are trying to teach people is are coming from rural America.
For instance, one of my favorite examples of American spirit in action is the Cajun Navy. Those are the boaters down in Louisiana in the bayou that when disaster struck, they just voluntarily got in their boats and they were taking people off of rooftops and out of their cars.
It was amazing.
And that has now formed into a national movement. And so whenever the disaster strikes, the first people on the scene are the Cajun Navy. And they are the ones who are volunteering to that kind of spontaneous outpouring of grace. That's really in the DNA of America. And no one on the roof is going to wait to be picked up by somebody who looks like them. At least I don't think they are.
Yeah, that goes back to an old story about the man that was stuck on the roof in the flood, and he prays to God, you know, to send help, and he sends him help three times. He says, "Well, I sent this, I sent that, and you didn't go." Oh, anyway,
exactly.
I'm sorry.
Well, and there are all kinds of other spontaneous outpourings of, and so what we're trying to do at 1776 is identify strengths. We identify communities of people where the police, for instance, are cooperating with ex-offenders. Mm-hmm. In one of our programs in Las Vegas, where 3,000 people who over the past 10 years have been counseled by 40% of them by often the police officers who arrested them. And it's a program called Hope for Prisoners, and they have about a 96% success rate. It was started by a man named John Ponder, who spent years in and out of prison, and he finally came to Christ. And unlike other prisoners, he took Christ with him when he left prison. I tell people in prison as I speak that I say, if you find Christ in prison and you leave him there, he'll be there when you come back.
We've got a lot of people that leave him in church every Sunday.
Exactly. Well, anyway, what we're doing in 1776, we're finding models of cooperation, unique relationships that people have formed, and we're highlighting them, and we're making them the new folk heroes by telling stories. We're going to be developing curriculum for 1770 that celebrates America. Virtues and values. We're going to have videos from the past of how blacks were at their best, that when they were denied access to hotels, they built their own. And in one railroad in 1868, when 1,000 blacks were fired from the railroad, they formed their own railroad and hired not just blacks but whites also. And so there are examples of successful cooperation under the worst of circumstances. And so our message is, by highlighting these to students and all, if we were able to operate with civility and moral clarity under conditions that are much worse today, why can't we do it today?
We can do it today. And there are people that are doing it, and you're doing it there at 1776 Project in the Woodson Center, and I know that there are others around this nation that want to do whatever they can to help. We see these things happening. You know, I get upset at the violence that I see, but at the same time, you see those empty hearts. They're just angry, and they're rebelling, and I keep praying that, you know, my tagline is to bring America home. And what I'm talking about is bringing us back to God, back to that God-centered nation. But it has to start in each one of our hearts individually. And you know, this isn't I'm not on some Christian network. This is just a single-owned little show that's out there networked. But I am a Christian, and I am, at least I'm free to speak my faith because of how I've kept the show separate. Kept it broke, but I've kept it separate from all these other entities, so I can be bold as a Christian and speak out and have people like you that aren't afraid to say the word Jesus Christ, the name Jesus Christ, and pray in His name. There was a baseball player last week that refused to take a knee. I think he was the bravest of all. And when he had to explain it, he told him it was his faith. He said, I don't stand for some of the things that the Black Lives Matter are talking about. And one thing he mentioned was the family, Bob.
He said, I only bow to God.
Absolutely. A Joseph.
A Joseph.
A Joseph. Right there.
But there's also another lesson in Joseph, too. When his brothers returned to him, he wept in secret when he first saw them. It was only when he put them to the test to see if their hearts had changed. Mm-hmm. And when Judah finally said, when Benjamin was being held in prison, and Judah said to Joseph, take me because it would break my father's heart. It was then that Joseph openly wept and embraced him, because before they were his brothers in blood, but when they were willing to say, he became their brothers in spirit. And so I tell people all the time, you may be my color, but more important question, are you my kind?
Mm.
Joseph's brothers were his brothers in blood, but they only became his brothers in spirit when Judah, the principal conspirator, was able to stand before him and said, take me. And that's what Christ wants of us, to surrender. He wants those who are willing to surrender. And when you surrender, that's when freedom comes to you. Because
Amen.
Joseph then told Judah, go and bring your father and bring your families to me. And that's because Judah surrendered and was willing to pay the price for surrendering. And that's what Christ says, in order to gain your life, you must be willing to lose it. He was willing to lose his life.
And I heard someone preach one time about commitment. He said, people, and Americans especially, he says, we like to be committed to something. He says, because when we're committed, we're still in control. But when we surrender, we're no longer in control. And that is when we find true freedom.
That is true.
Go ahead. Yep. I hear the music again. Let's hold up till we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Bob Woodson. We're all one family. We've just got to realize that. But I think that, you know, it's time that the United States, the Americans here, realized it doesn't matter what color you are. Listen, last time Bob and I were on, we were singing red and yellow, black and white. We are all precious in his sight. But we need to all get on our knees, and we need to start praying for this nation and bring America home. Bob and I will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Bob Woodson of the Woodson Center and the 1776 Project. They're doing all they can to bring America home. Bob, usually when you're on my show, you tell us one of those success stories, and I wondered if you had one today. Since you were on last, we saw them attacking Aunt Jemima, and I had not realized the story behind her, and she had quite a success story of her own, and so I was going to ask you to share with us some more good stories that we need to hear. We need to know these things.
Yeah, I don't know if I told you the story about Biddy Mason. She was born in 1818, a slave in Mississippi, and she was fathered. She had three children, one by her slave master. Mm-hmm. She walked behind a wagon. He was a Mormon. He moved from Mississippi to Salt Lake City, so she walked behind a wagon for 6 months, tending to sheep and delivering babies. And when they got to Salt Lake City, after a short period of time, he then moved to then what is now Los Angeles. And again, she found herself at the back of a wagon, illiterate, three babies. And then when she got to California, she found out from some other free blacks it was a free state. But blacks could not testify in court against whites. But the judge heard her in their chambers, and he released her. Well, Biddy Mason then, with her three daughters, illiterate, began to deliver babies, and she was an herbalist. And she saved her meager money for 10 years and purchased property downtown Los Angeles and built a structure and lived in it and rented. And from there, she got into real estate, and she became rich and a philanthropist and the founder of the AME church there. And when she died, she had a net worth of about $600,000 that would be worth multi-millions today. And her great-grandson became one of the wealthiest men in Los Angeles County. But Biddy Mason is an example of of tenacity, resilience, thrift, and she used the free enterprise system to build wealth coming from that background. And she is an example of resilience in action. And only in America could someone be born a slave and died millionaire. She is one of 20 people who were born slaves who died millionaires. Some of them even went back and purchased a plantation at which they were a slave.
Can I think she is the story you told me, but I don't mind hearing it again and again. Do you have another one that you could share?
Yeah,
with us?
There was a man that you'll recognize the name. His name is Elias McCoy. He was a free black born in Canada, came in 1848 to the United States. He had a degree in engineering, and because he was black, he took a job at the railroads in Chicago. And because he was black, he was given the most dangerous and the lowliest job, and that is oiling the wheels of trains mechanically. A lot of people died doing it. But he sees that opportunity to invent a machine that automatically oiled the wheels of the trains. And
wow.
He became wealthy, and he had 52 patents to his credit. But it was interesting when other companies tried to copy him and sell it to the companies. The company executive says, no, we want the real McCoy.
Oh, okay.
That's,
now I get
that's
it.
Where that expression came.
That's awesome.
That expression came. I want, that's used all over the world. People know what that means. I don't want a fake. I want the real McCoy.
The real McCoy. I don't.
And so what?
No
so
clone.
That's where that came from. Elijah McCoy, who was given the worst job, and he took that and turned it into making himself wealthy and famous. Rather than,
awesome.
Like Joseph, rather than complain, he yielded and surrendered and made the best of what he had. And his name is now known.
That is an awesome story. You know, I told my kids when they were growing up, they're all grown men now with families of their own. And I told them growing up, you know, when they complain about a teacher or somebody on a job, I said, you know, those are out there. You got to learn to deal with them. They're not going to go away. You just have to learn to deal with it.
Oh.
And press through and do the best you can on the job you're on. And I can see that that's exactly what the real McCoy did. So, you know, Bob, we are one nation that right now is in turmoil, and obviously everyone knows that. I appreciate so much what you're doing there with the Woodson Center and all those that are speaking out. I think some of them there are part of you, and I think some of them are not necessarily that I've been listening to. And, you know, I think it's time that we all came together for the same purpose, and that's to bring this nation back to where it needs to be, or forward. You know, we know that the past has not always been pretty, and it's time to move forward and to put that behind us, learn from our mistakes, and move forward. I know that sounds easy to say, but simple to say, but it's something I think that we all need to do in our own personal lives. I mean, we all make mistakes. You were talking about that earlier, you know. We don't want to be known for the things that we did or said, whether it was last week or yesterday or when we were teenagers. We want to be known for the good. We want to move past those things in our lives and always improve and do better. And I think this nation can do that.
As someone said, the answers are simple. They're just not easy.
That's true. Opening that door, knocking that thing down is going to be a tough job. But
right.
perhaps we're ripe for that right now. Do you think for such a time as this, I always start out with that. You know, Esther was... She was a victim. Queen Esther was a victim of human trafficking, sex trafficking, but became the queen and then saved her nation. And her uncle says, for such a time as this, God has placed you here. And for such a time as this, where we are right now, the Woodson Center and the 1776 Project has been placed. And God has got his hand on you, and he is going to do a good work. And you guys are glorifying his name in all that you do, and I appreciate that so much.
Well, I just enjoyed you spending this time with you, and just say God bless you in your ministry and your work too.
Well, and you can come back anytime. We just love to have you here, and I love to hear the stories because we're not
going to
hear them anywhere else. Not going to hear that. We need that encouragement. Thank you, Bob, for being a part of us today.
Right.
I appreciate it
right,
so much. You know, Woodson Center and the 1776 Project, they're easy to find. They could use your support. They don't ever ask for it, but they could use your support. And it's time that we all work together. It doesn't matter what color we are, how tall, how short. We're all God's people. And even if you're not a believer, this nation needs to come together. We need to stand for what we know is right, for what we know is good. And that is freedom. And it's time we all stood together or get on your knees to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?